All right, we're going to continue with our Daf Yomi Iyun topic. So in the middle of Erech on a Daf Beis and a Beis, we'll go back to Beis and a Beis. This is a topic very much Rosh Hashanah related. Don't think about Rosh Hashanah yet. It's not here yet. But the sugya, I mean, there's so much to talk about in just the first couple of Dafim. I figured we'd focus on the issue on the bottom of Beis and a Beis, where the Gemara quotes the phrase, remember, there's a whole list of Mishnayos and Brisos, HaKol Chayavim. The last day we added Karnim, Levim, and Yisraelim into the mix. This is just HaKol Chayavim. So if you look three lines from the bottom, the Gemara says, HaKol Chayavim B'tkiya Shofar. Lasu Yemai. The HaKol is a ribui. I don't need to tell me that. What does that come to include? So the Gemara says, La'asu Ye Katan Shehigi L'chinuch. It comes to include a katan who's reached the age of chinuch, and Tosus made the point, if you saw that second to last Tosus says in Yuma, it's a question what age you're talking about, is it 7, is it 8, maybe it's 9 and 11, or 9 and 10, and Tosus made the point that's when it comes to, you know, training people for fasting. This is a mitzvah saseh of tefillin and lulav and sukkah and stuff like that. That has a completely different barometer there. But nonetheless, the Gemara says, Katan Shegil Echinuch, that's what it comes to include, is Chayav in Tkia Shofar. Now, what does it mean? It clearly doesn't have the same, right? It doesn't generate the same Chayav, obviously, as an adult. So the Gemara says, Distan, as the Mishnah says, and this is the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, and we'll see it in a moment, Ein Ma'akvin Es HaKatan Milutkoa V'yantif. We don't withhold a Katan to blow the shofar on Yontif. Okay, so that means, and if you follow the Gemara that we're speaking about a katan that reached the age of chinuch, what it's saying is that a katan has reached the age of chinuch. Let's talk about an 8-year-old for argument's sake. You have an 8-year-old. It is Yontif. It's Rosh Hashanah, and what it means is that child is able. Think about what the ein ma'akvin means. We don't withhold the shofar from that child. That child is allowed to play with the shofar. Let the kid play with the shofar. Now, what should bother us is a general principle, which is when it comes to ketanim, there's a general rule that we say that a ketan who is eating the velos, eating food that's not kosher, playing with muksa toys on Shabbos or what have you, we always say we're not ma'akev. We always say we don't. We let them do. You're not allowed to give them non-kosher food, but if they take it of their own volition, that's not ain based in mitzvah lahafrisho. We don't have that obligation to be mafresh. Hilchus Shabbos may be a little bit different because the Torah says ato vanecho, I have an obligation to ensure my kids keep Shabbos. That may be true, but when it comes to generally speaking, when it comes to the Yisurim Daraisa, they want to do it on their own. That's perfectly okay. So if you think about what this is saying is, which is somewhat difficult, the Gemara is saying that hakol chayavin b'tkiyah shofar. Who's chayav b'tkiyah shofar? Even a katan who's reached the age of chinuch, an 8-year-old. Is chayav in the mitzvah of shofar, midrabanan, whatever, not daraisa. And how do I know that? Because that's what the Mishnah says. What does the Mishnah say? We don't hold back a katan, this 8-year-old, which is what we're talking about, from blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You don't hold him back from all that. That halacha applies to everybody. I don't hold him back. Where is there a raya in that language of that Mishnah that there's actually a chiyuv on that katan to perform the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar? By an adult, I would say if I have a mitzvah hochech tochech samisecha, right? On the other hand, by an adult, what would I say? Let's say if he's doing something wrong, he's correct. So what are we saying is that I allow a katan to practice and I won't take away the shofar. Why would ever? Let's say he's not practicing. Well, he's fooling around with the chauffeur.
Well, that's just I wouldn't take it away. Anyway. Whereas an adult fooling around with the chauffeur, you wouldn't. I don't think this is practice. I think it's just, you know, they pick up a chauffeur, they try to.
So why would that be Hakol Chayavin? In other words, the Gemara uses the mission in Rosh Hashanah.
Right, so I'm saying the contrast should be that an adult is playing, not that an adult is blowing the chauffeur, because how do you distinguish?
Good.
Them? So it's got to be that adult is doing something that is not mitzvah-like.
Okay.
And the
katan?
The katan is not doing something mitzvah-like either, but you're not ma'akev him.
But I wouldn't. But that my point is, is that I would never.
It just shows that. But we're only allowing the katan to touch a muksa item because it's not muksa for him because he has a chiyuv to blow.
But I wouldn't. But if a katan, if he were holding a muktzanam on Shabbos, I wouldn't bother. I still wouldn't. That's part of that. So let's take a look at the sugya now. Okay, the sugya on this sheet, it's lamin gimel. I try to put to safe paper. The top of this sheet, not the riff, okay, not the ran. The top of this sheet where it says Rosh Hashanah lamin beis amid beis is that mishnah. This is the mishnah where it says ein ma'akman. It's in the brackets on the top of the page. So look what it says here. This is lamin beis amid beis. Ein ma'akvin es hatinokos milit koa. We don't, right? We don't hold back the tinokos from blowing. Now, in fact, the shita mikubetzes actually changes the girsa now or gemara on yud aleph that it should not say katan, it should say tinokos because it wants it to be consistent with the mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Because that's what the mishnah says. Tinokos or tinokes, right? This is tinokes, exactly what he says. You should put in yud aleph to change it. Ein ma'akvenes atinokes milit koa. I don't withhold a tinoka, right? Tinokos, children from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Well, I shouldn't say that, but it says whatever. Avol misaskin imahen an sheyomadu. But guess what? I'm allowed to actually busy myself with them until they learn how to do. Now, right away, you look at that mishnah. You sort of see hagufa kasha. The Gemara is going to ask the kasha why. So what is it? Is it that I just don't make a big deal if they're holding a shofar or blowing the shofar? Or do I, can I even go out of my way to help him learn how to blow? So the Gemara addresses that. Look in source, the second source. This is Lamed Gimel Aleph. I have it, forget the bracket. So we'll leave the women out of this topic. Avam is asking bohem an shilmed. I underlined it. So watch this. So I'm allowed to be misasik with the kid until he learns. So Amar Rabbi Elazar says the Amor Rabbi Elazar afilu b'Shabbos. Wow, this means I'm allowed to be misasek with the katan. Let's learn simply, even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and what? There's no mitzvah to blow shofar today. Mm-hmm. Even then, I'm allowed to be misasek with the katan on that day of Shabbos, and kal v'chomer on Rosh Hashanah itself, yontif, when I'm allowed to blow shofar. Tanya Namihachi, the Brisa support, the Tosefta supports this. Mis askin bohem ad shiyilmedu afilu b'Shabbos. Once again, I'm allowed. The Brisa supports Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar does. It's not just qualifying the mission and making something up. The Brisa says this. This is a din afilu b'Shabbos. Ve'ein ma'akvin hatinokos milit koa b'Shabbos. Ve'ein tzarach lomar b'yantiv. And we don't hold them back from blowing on Shabbos and certainly on yantiv. So the Gemara is going to raise the same question we could have raised in the Mishnah in the Brisa. Hagufa kasha, the Brisa is inherently difficult. It's self-contradictory. Why? Amri, you told me, Ms. Askin Bahanat Shiyilmedu V'afilu B'Shabbos, Amo L'chatchil Amri Non Tiku. You basically say, kid, please, blow. Let's practice together. I go out here, take the shofar, I give it to him. So that's the first part. V'hadar Tana, and then it says, Ein Ma'akvin. What does that mean? Ikuvuhu delo ma'akvin, v'da'akvin, lo ma'akvin. I don't withhold halachatchilu l'armin and tichu, but halachatchilu to tell him below the shofar. I never would do that. So how do we answer this question? Lo kasher kan, and this is the next source, b'katan shehigil l'chinuch, kan b'katan shelo higil l'chinuch. Now, although the Gemara doesn't line up which one is which, it seems it's self-evident. We'll take a look at the top Rashi here. Katan shehigil l'chinuch, Miss Askin Bahem Sheyilmadu. Those are the kids who you're allowed to busy with until they learn how to do it. The Kol Shekein She'ein Ma'akvin. The Katan Shaloigilachinoch, he's the one where we say Ein Ma'akvin. We don't hold back. To differentiate that Katan from the Katan who's reached the edge of Chinuch where I'm supposed to practice with him. Okay, very good. Okay, so let's assume Chinuch Shofar. It's a question that we've shown him. Whether there would be a chinuch Shabbos with respect to los ases. And it's true, there is an assay of Shabbosan, which applies to every malach on Shabbos, is both a los ases and an assay of not doing malach and a Shabbosan. But generally speaking, we talk about chinuch, We're speaking about training a child for mitzvah saseh. So let's assume for now that we're speaking about the mitzvah saseh of tkiyah shofar. So now what do we have? This Gemara at least makes sense. The Mishnah and the Braisa. When we say don't withhold, that's a child, that's a three-year-old, that's a four-year-old. When do we say learn with him, practice with him, that's an eight-year-old. And guess what? That even applies on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, where there's no mitzvah to blow, you're allowed to do so. So there are still a couple of things to address. Number one is, why is that allowed on Shabbos? Right? If there's no mitzvah to blow, shouldn't the gzeira derabba apply? It should be mitzvah for me.
Well, the gzeira is you might carry it to half.
Oh, very good. Okay, excellent. So we'll get to that. We'll touch on that. That's number one. But number two is our Gemara in Erechin. Because our Gemara Nechem, think about what the Gemara saying. The Gemara said, Hakol Chayavin, everyone's Chayav in Tkiyah Shofar. What does that come to teach me? A Katan that reached the age of Chinuch. And what was the language? Disnan, what was the proof? The proof the Gemara quoted was what phrase? The phrase of the Mishnah that said, Ein Ma'akvin. That doesn't work. That phrase was going on which Katan? The Katan, Shaloigi L'Chinuch. You should have quoted me the phrase, Alva Mis'askam al-Shal Yulmudu. Which is somewhat different. Now you want to say etc. Okay, it's the Mishnah that says Ein Ma'akvin, and it happens to be Ein Ma'akvin. I'm just asking. That's the next phrase, and you need to read the rest of the Mishnah. You could say that just to point something out, which maybe we'll see a little bit later. What if you flip the answer of the Gemara? Which meant? Now, logically, it would be very good. The one who's reached the age of chinuch, he's the one you can't practice with, but you can leave him be.
His point about Shabbos.
Very good. But the katan who hasn't reached the age of chinuch, he's the one you can be misasik with. If that's so, then the language hakol chayovin bitkiah shofar, which obviously you have to understand what that actually means. Now I understand why you brought the raya of Ein Ma'akvin es ha-tinokes, because that tinokes, according to that logic, clearly not the way Rashi learned the Gemara, would actually be only Ein Ma'akvin. Why it would be that I would have a mitzvah to be melamed with a four-year-old, but not an eight-year-old, so that's a question I don't think we'll even get to the answer. Take a look at Tosis in Erechin first. Let's start with Tosis in Erechin. If you look at the bottom Tosis, so Tosis is bothered, and brings our Gemara. Last bottom Tosis. Ein ma'akvin et tinokos milutkoa. The perek dalad de Rosh Hashanah, that's the sugi we just looked at. Maksha ha-sefer, the Gemara asks, midiktani ein ma'akvin halachatchila lo aminu lehu zilu tiku. It sounds like we don't lachatchila allow you to go and blow. V'hadar, tap on the next dumb and gimel him an aleph. V'hadar tani avol misaskim lehem shiyumadu. Afilu b'shabes. So what is it? Umishani, and the Gemara answers, Kan bekatan shehigi lechinuch, kan bekatan shelogi lechinuch. Klomar, and look how he learns. Bekatan shehigi lechinuch mizaskin. So Tosus clearly learns here in Erechin like Rashi. Vim tomar. Hold on. So this is the question that I raised. Pshita de'ein ma'akvin. Laman de'amar b'yevamos perek cheresh. Katon ochel nevelo. So the katon's eating non-kosher food. Ain based in mitzuvin lahafrisho. There's no obligation for based in to cause him to refrain from doing so, to separate him from that. So what's the hava? I mean, this is a special din in Hilchos Shofar. V'yesh lomar. So what? The Barry said. Kegon shehigia lechinuch shmira Shabbos. Aval lo higia lechinuch tkiya shofar. V'havei k'tzas chiddush. So what does it mean? We're speaking about when the Gemara says, it's somewhat difficult to even say this. When you see here the Gemara, everyone's chayim tkiyah shofar. What does that come to include? A katan who's reached the age of chinuch. Of what? Of Shabbos. Now, there's nothing about Shabbos here. The Mishnah here, with the Gemara, happens to throw in Shabbos and the Tosefta about Shabbos. But let's assume that that's the way the Gemara here operates. What would the Gemara be saying? The Gemara would be saying, a katan who's reached the age of chinuch of Hilcho Shabbos, ein me'akvin oso militkoa, a shofar on that Shabbos, despite the fact that he has yet to reach the age of chinuch of shofar. So what's the small chiddush? So the small chiddush is that if he hasn't reached the age of chinuch yet to right to shof. Blow of to blow shof. So now he's when it so says so. Who are we talking about? So this it does so answer.
Which comes first?
Okay, so 1 second. What this does is it answers our question, because instead of having to flip the way we did, right, those two answers for this Gemara to make sense, watch what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying everyone's chayv in tkiyah shofar lasuyemai to include a katan who's reached the age of chinuch of shmirah Shabbos, but he's not at the age of chinuch of tkiyah shofar, and that's why I certainly can't be misasek with him. But ein ma'akvin, despite the fact that he's reached the age of chinuch of what? Of Shabbos. That's what it's said. Because what?
Because
he's not. What? But I would have thought that maybe I would have thought that I shouldn't allow him to do so. So kamash mal that, yeah.
But how could that have anything to do with hakol? I mean, that's not. It's not including. It's excluding. It's not including.
It's including a child
who hasn't reached
the age of chinuch. Right. Of shofar, right, exactly. It's clearly not Pashup Shabbat. Okay. That's the way Tosus says. We're going to try not to have to learn the Gemara that way. And several Rishonim who get into this discussion. So first, I think if let's take a look at Tosus here on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, this big Tosus Tanya in Rosh Hashanah. And here Tosus helps us out, but we're left with the question. It's underlined. V'davar teimahum. So wonder. Hech yachol lomar debekatan shehigia lechinuch misaskim abafilu b'shabes v'halo ein mitzvas hayom b'shofar. So that's one question that we raised. How is it possible? This is just a general question on the Gemara. How could Rabbi Elazar? It's not only Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar's statement was backed up by a Tosefta that says, afilu b'shabes, whatever you're allowed to do to be misasek, assuming the simple understanding, he's reached the age of a chinuch, the 8-year-old, it can even be b'shabes when there's no mitzvah. So that's question number one.
Technically, there is a mitzvah, but we have Xavier.
Oh, very good. So excellent. Good. That'll be helpful to answer. Vote. Another question. Digabe katan shelo higia l'chinuch ketani, the way we understand it, right? It's with respect to the katan who hasn't reached the age of chinuch, the 4-year-old, that we say ein ma'akvin milit koa b'shabes, aval lechatchila lo. But lechatchila, obviously, he can. He hasn't reached the age of chinuch. But amai, why not? Ha'afilu bi'igia lechinuch, shari lehis asek bo.
Chinuch Shabbos.
Right? What?
Chinuch Shabbos he's talking about.
What do you mean?
He's talking about
the chinuch of Shabbos is what you is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
because
say afilu.
Aha, so afilu bihigia lechinuch, even a child who reached the age of chinuch. In other words, the emphasis there was stressing Shabbos, right? So that's and that's why it's afilu. Very good. So if he's, how could you tell me even if he's reached the age of chinuch, shari lehisasekbo, meaning the stress is Shabbos kedusha lemedu. So if he's reached the age of chinuch and what and it's Shabbos, remember, it says. For Yontif, I understand, but the bottom line is whatever you said by Yontif applies by Shabbos too. So it has to fit into Shabbos. So here we have an 8-year-old, and you're telling me I don't have an issue with practicing on Shabbos with an 8-year-old who's doing a malacha, but a 4-year-old there I have an issue with. I wouldn't practice with him. So I don't understand if I can even be misasik with a kid who's now, who should be observing Shabbos to some extent, midin chinuch. Why are you telling me that the 4-year-old, no, you can't practice with him? Umi uye shlomar. So you say, how we can answer the following. Right, lepirush, dahai lechatchila lo amin lehutiku. That which we say lechatchila, we don't allow them to, you say, go ahead and blow. Hainu de'ein tsarich lomar lehem tiku. Okay? It doesn't mean you're not allowed to tell him to blow. It means you don't have to tell him to blow. Delo mechayiv lelamdo. There's no chiv to teach the child who hasn't reached the age of chinuch. Keva delo gilu chinuch. Avali sura leka. But there's no issue. So that may be one way to answer the Gemara, that we're not speaking about the kid who hasn't reached the age of chinuch. You're not allowed to teach him to be misasik. It means there's no obligation to do so. He hasn't reached the age of chinuch, but there will be no isser involved. The same way there's no isser for the other one. V'nirali ipcha. says Tosus, I can't answer all the questions. Reverse. Watch this. Dekatan shehigia lechinuch ein me'akvin b'shabbos. Ava lechatchilo lo aminu lehu tiku. Kevan di'ika isura d'rabbanan. So that's why it's just the opposite. When the Gemara gives that answer, what? Higila chinuch versus not higila chinuch. What are we saying? It's just the opposite of what you thought. The one who's reached the age of chinuch, he's the one who you're not ma'akev. You're not ma'akev. But the one who hasn't reached the age of chinuch, he's the one you can practice with. Why? Well, he hasn't reached the age of chinuch anyway, and it's so I don't have to worry about Shabbos with him. I don't have a problem with that. Umikom lo mechayev lahafrisho. Realize that even if he reached the age of chinuch, there's no obligation to separate him from blowing the shofar. De'ilo, why not? Why shouldn't I stop him? He's reached the age of chinuch of Shabbos, and there's no mitzvah of blowing shofar today. Mm-hmm. The answer is, de'ilo Shabbos, haya mitzvahs, hayom b'shofar. Had it not been Shabbos, there would have been a mitzvah. So there is a chinuch component. V'katan shelo yigia l'chinuch, mis'askim klomar shari l'sasek, afilu b'shabbos. Not because you are chayv to do so. Now, what's beautiful about that Tosfos is that that answers the Gemara in Erchin. That explains our Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Hakol chayavin. Exactly.
Which is
the higia l'chinuch. Exactly. Hakol ma'akve. Hakol mechayav mitkia shofar. Who's Vasuye Mai? To include a katan who's reached the age of chinuch. And since we're speaking about Shabbos, one would have the hava mina, maybe no. Disnan, and he has a mitzvah, and ein ma'akvin. Ein ma'akvin. Ayat Shabbos, ein ma'akvin. So that fits in perfectly to the Gemara. That's the way. And so you also see that the Tosfos, and which is not, it's not uncommon, the Tosfos of Hava Machlokas. Clearly, Tosfos in Erchin was not learning that. Tosfos in Erchin learned like Rashi. Mm-hmm. Did not answer that way.
Rabbi,
right?
The one who didn't reach Lechinuch, according to this Tosfos' explanation, the one who didn't reach
who Lechinuch, has not reached, correct,
says the father is Misasek.
Is, can.
But the father himself is an Isur Derabanan.
So, very good. So the answer, that answer, so take a look, watch this. So you take a look. He says, one second. So look towards the bottom. Yeah. Look at three lines from the bottom in this big Tosfos Tanya. Towards the end of the line, Mikol Makom, take a look. Right? Mikol Makom, Shari Lis, Asek Bo Litkoa, Afilu B'Shabbos. Why? Kevan de Zimnin Ika Mitzvah B'Tkia Shofar. There are times that there is a mitzvah, Tkia Shofar. I mean, again, not on Shabbos, but there is a mitzvah if Rosh Hashanah fell out a different way in the different calendar, or and maybe there's tomorrow. Go and get to that. Hold on. V'lodami l'shari surim ukamosha pirish muchach bereishechar. There we go. This is what beginning of Erechin teaches us. Tahi de ma'akvim is misukma b'higil l'chinuch. Beautiful. The one that you are ma'akev, that's the one who's reached the age of chinuch, who you're not misasek. But you're not ma'akev. Damrin and Hassan, Makol Chayovim Dikiasho for Lasuye Katan Shigilachinuk. This not a ma'akman at Kosk Kops. Beautiful.
But if it's not the Isur Derabanan to such an extent that you can be Misasek with the Katan Shet didn't reach Chinuch, then go ahead and do it with the one who did reach Chinuch.
So there I have no, but there I have an issue. I have an issue with Chilul Shabbos. Now we have to understand what the balance.
You didn't care about the right, father's Chilul Shabbos.
Right. So right. In other words, I don't care. So why shouldn't we do so? He's reached the age of chinuch. So
we say
so
lo dami l'shari surim. Lo dami l'shari surim.
So once again, so the answer is: how's the kid going to learn if the father doesn't teach him? He's not going to learn. You need the father to teach him. So the father has to be a player. Do I need, with a kid who hasn't reached the age of, kid who's reached the age of chinuch, so what would I say? Maybe there's a component there that he's old enough to practice by himself. So maybe there's a part like that. Keep something else in mind by Tkiyah Shofar, which is a different category. The Gemara says, it's in Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, the Gemara says that Tkiyah Shofar, what do we say? Chachma ve'en malacha. Two things that the Gemara says is a chachma and a malacha. One's that, and one is Rediyah Sapas. I always give the Rediyah Sapas examples, like, because we don't bake bread the way people used to. I always say, when you do the laundry and the socks, get stuck up against, you have to peel them off. Like, that's what it was like. And that was a chokhmah. That was an issur d'rabbanan, but it's a very different type of issur d'rabbanan. It's not a gzeira, it's not a malacha, chokhmah ve'ena malacha. So it could be that there's this added heter because it's kiyah shofar itself. Fine.
If he has a Greek age of chinuch, then what are you teaching him? By definition, isn't that...
Right. So the answer has to be that even though he hasn't reached the age of chinuch, there is no obligation per se that begin. I am accomplishing... He'll learn, so he'll practice. You have kids, you know, they go ice skating at 3 years old. You know, eventually you teach them how to do it as well. Add on the fact that there are two things that keep conflicting. One is, I'm trying to balance, but at least there's the Issur Shabbos on the kid, right? And we keep balancing those two things. So that's always something to keep in mind. And again, that's Tosis. Not all the Rishonim, most Rishonim did not learn that way. So you turn on the page. So here's the riff in our sugya. And look what the riff says. It's right in the middle. I have an underline. Umis'askim imahem k'dei sheyelmudu. We're allowed to busy ourselves so they learn. Amar Rabbi Elazar, v'afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, as we know. V'hani mili b'katan sheyigil l'chinuch. This is a katan who is sheyivichinuch. Clearly the riff is learning like Rashi and like Tosis and Erechin. Aval katan shelo higiel l'chinuch, but a katan who hasn't reached the age of chinuch yet, b'yom tov in... B'Shabbos lo. This damer ibcha. And something the opposite. Mm-hmm. Now, where did the riff get that? That if you haven't... If you reach the age of chinuch, remember, they're operating the normal way, like Rashi says, the simple way. Reach the age of chinuch, it's time to train you. Don't worry about the malacha. The father can help you. He's an 8-year-old. Very good. When? Yontif or Shabbos, no problem. Don't worry about the malacha. It's only a chokhma, and it's okay. But if you haven't reached the age of chinuch... So then, hold on one second. Haven't reached the age of chinuch, so we said, ein ma'akvin, across the board. He's saying, no. Ein ma'akvin applies to what? To Shabbos. But yontif, misaskim, right? B'yontif in b'Shabbos lo. Ein ma'akvin is going on the Shabbos, but not. It was never going on the yontif.
So on yontif, we're saying he's not mechayev, so it's muksa. What's the...
No, on yontif, we're saying that he can be misasik. The father can be... A kid who hasn't reached...
Yontif? Yontif, that...
So yontif is because the kid doesn't have a mitzvah. The father was yotze the mitzvah mechayev. Already.
He's not mechayev.
He's not mechayev, right? He's not mechayev. Don't worry, it's okay on yontif. And he hadn't even reached the age of chinuch, so you wonder, what are you doing with the shofar at that point? So turn over the page where he got that from. So take a look... at the bottom left, Tadagos Agra. So look at Os Aleph. What does the Gra do? B'Shabbos ve'ein sorach lomar tevos elu mechukim v'girsas harif v'haga'onim. So watch the way I read the Gemara. Look back at the middle of the page. Amar Rabbi Elazar, okay? After Amos Aval, Misaskim Hemachim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, afilu b'Shabbos. Okay, can we misasik even b'Shabbos? Tanya nami hachi misaskim bahem ad sheyilmedu afilu b'Shabbos. And who are we talking about? The katan who has reached the age of chinuch. Ve'ein ma'akven es hatinokos a milit koa b'yom tov. Okay, isn't that what he does? Right, ve'ein tzorach lomar. Ve'ein ma'akvin hatinokos milut koa b'yom tov. Amnam ma'akev litinokos to blow on yom tov. So turn back to the riff. I think the riff is saying something different than I just said. Look what he says. Avol katan shelo higiel l'chinuch b'yom tov in b'Shabbos lo. According to the Gra, what does it sound like he's saying? That on Shabbos, if the kid hasn't reached the age of chinuch, not only can't I be misasek, I have to be ma'akev. Right? If you take that phrase out, it can mean one of two things. If I take that phrase, and what's the Gemara saying? Take the phrase out again. Go back to the Gemara. He says, the ein me'akven atinokos v'yontif. I'm not ma'akev v'yontif, but on Shabbos, I am ma'akev. Unless you want to say ein ma'akvin means We're not makom generally. Correct. So how do you explain it? So that's part of what the Rishonim on the Rif have to explain what the Rif had in mind. So take a look at the Ran. Take a look at the Ran. So the Ran says like this. Ran will answer several of the questions that we have, and then we'll deal with the Rif as well. Amar Rabbi Elazar of Afilu B'Shabbos. Look, I have an underline in the Ran. Pirish. Sha'afilu B'Shabbos mutter lehis asek imahem kidei sheyilmadu. Okay? Mutter, even on Shabbos. Umi udavka b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah shecholios B'Shabbos. Aval B'Shabbos acheres lo. It doesn't mean Shabbos in general. It means that Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah. A previous Shabbos is not allowed. But V'hachi Isa B'Yushalmi, the Yushalmi actually says that. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Masnisin B'Gadol, which means that we reach the age of Chinuch, B'Yom Tov Shav Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos. The Tani Kan Melamdin L'Tkoa Pirish B'Gadol Katon Shigi L'Chinuch. So Yushalmi is consistent with the answer we're providing, the way Rashi and the Rif learn, unlike Tosfos. Next.
But isn't technically Mutter to blow Shofar at Shabbos? And the only issue is you could bring it out to somebody to teach
you. No, there are two sets. Blowing the shofar, right? Yeah. You want to say like this. Midoraisa, because the mitzvah is chal today, midoraisa, I should be able to blow the shofar. The reason why the shofar is not allowed, well, look, it's because I may carry it.
So you're saying on a regular Shabbos, it would be usher because you're not allowed to blow like a
at mitzvah. All. Yeah. But your point is well taken, as we'll see in a couple of minutes. Vahane mili, next line. Bikotin shigi lechinuch. Dekevan shehigi lechinuch misaskim imo kedei sheyilmod afilu b'shabbos aval katan shelohigi lechinuch biyom tov in b'shabbos lo. Watch carefully the way he understood the riff. De b'shabbos ein misaskim imo v'lo od she'ela she'im bolit koa ma'akvin olav. The kid who hasn't reached the age of chinuch, he comes to blow, you say, put away the shofar. You're not at all. Why? Well, with the Gruz Girsa, it actually fit into the Gemara. That's exactly what the Gemara said. Ein Ma'akvin, when's that? Biyantif, right? But if it's Shabbos, even Ma'akev. V'hachi muchach b'Gemara. I have a chitema, Barry's question. Am I Ma'akvin ha'kaim b'olam de'katan ochel nevelos ein based on Mislav Frisho? So why would there be such a din of ein Ma'akvin at all on Shabbos? Yesh lomar. Tahane mili b'milst delo mifarsima. That's where something is not of a public nature. The kid's playing with the little thing. He's eating a little pit. It's a treif on the floor. No one's going to know anything. V'lo nafik mine churva. You won't have anything destructive coming out of it. Avol b'milst de mifarsima. Ki ha shaha keren nishma l'rabim. People can hear the shofar being blown by this little kid on a Shabbos. Dilma nafik mine churva litkoa b'shabes shalo k'ra'ui klomar shalo bifnei beisdin. Because you are allowed to blow on Shabbos bifnei beisdin. That's the first Mishnah in Yavne and other places, in the first Mishnah of the fourth Perek in Rosh Hashanah. Because of harav alfasi zal v'ika di amri ipcha. That last line in the Rif was something the opposite. What does that mean? Klomar dimach miri tfei. What's he telling you? That's Tosus not in Erechin, that's Tosus in Rosh Hashanah. He says some learn that way. Vikasavri, dechi omar Rabbi Elazar afilu b'Shabbos, dafka b'katan shelo higi alachinuch. Why? Because of the Shabbos issue. Vayushalmi shekasavti lamala tshuva aleihem. Elokidivri harav alfasi zal ikar. The Yushalmi supports Rashi and the Rifs. First shot, the way the Rif understood it, and the way Tosfos in Erechin understood it. Mm-hmm. Unlike Tosfos, which is it's somewhat strange. It's ironic that Tosfos in Erechin, where the problem is, doesn't give the answer he gives in Rosh Hashanah. But okay. Anyway, now look further. V'kasav Rabbeinu Ephraim Zal. She'achshav osur litkoa l'chol katan b'shabes klal. Any katan. If you held that it was okay for lo higi l'chinuch, no good. If you held it was okay for higi l'chinuch, no good. Any katan is off limits. The afilu b'shabes the Rosh Hashanah. Forget another Shabbos. Even that Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Shelo nemru devarim halalu ela bizman shahaisa tkiya shofar doches ha-shabes. That was only a tremendous chiddush. when Tkiya Shofar was Doche Shabbos, then it was allowed. Meaning Rabbeinu Ephraim learned that all of these Gemaras that are speaking about Katan reached the age of Chinuch, or Katan has reached, you're allowed to be Malamed with him and Misastik with him. You know what that's talking about? That's when there was a heter to blow Bifnei Beistin, when blowing shofar was Docha Shabbos in a Beistin. So if it was true that in a local Beistin or Yavne, whatever it was, you could blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, it's understandable you could be melamed with a katan. Clearly the other Rishonim did not learn that. In fact, that was Tosus's point earlier, right, was this not so. Right, you know, we have the right to be mekil. It's not, even though, you know, nowadays we don't have that halacha. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's only in those days. V'chein das Rav Zrachya Halevi Zal, the Baal Hamor, held that way just like Rabbeinu Ephraim. V'chein muchach b'Yushalmi. The Yushalmi seems to learn that way as well, although we didn't quote that line from Yushalmi that was quoted here. I don't think did mention that. Maybe he didn't, I didn't have the whole thing. But okay, Yushalmi says as well. Yeah, not from the part we quote. Ah, the afal pi, you'll say Shaharav Alfasi Zal Kosro Behilchosov. What's the problem? What's the problem? The Rif doesn't write halachos that are not relevant nowadays. The Rif, right? You look at the Rif in Maseches Pesachim, you're not going to get any Rif on all of the prakim that are, you know, Rif ends at like the fourth parak, and then it goes to the tenth parak, because it's all on Karban Pesach. So why would the Rif write something that's not Lemaisa? We don't have this din of, there's no Beis din where we blow shofar on Shabbos. So how could the Rif write this halacha? Must be that it is true nowadays. So he says, Efshel Letayme Azil. It could be the Rif was consistent with his Shita. What does the Rif hold? Shehu Sover Shafilu Bizman Azeh Token b'chol makom sheyeshbo based in kavua. The Rif held that you could do so. In fact, I saw they quoted that the Rif did that. The Rif did it. When there was a based in wherever he was a, you know, living in Morocco, wherever he was. That, right? There was they would blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shachal B'Shabbos. Fine. So that's okay. That's okay. Aval Haramban Zal Kasav. No. Shekevan Shahaga Onim Kulam Kasvuha Bichiburehem. All of the Gaonim in their svarim, they wrote this halacha about blowing that you can be melamed with the kids, misasik with them, Gilichinuch, whatever it was, and they clearly were talking about Bizman Azeh when we're not blowing shofar on Shabbos. All right? And therefore, so midivreim yeshlomo. Shehem svurim shelo biyavne bilvad nemro zosa takana elo bechol yom rishon shechol lios b'shabbes bechol makom. Why is it okay? Meaning, even if you don't have a beis din, lefi she'ein bilimud gezeira deraba. That's what we're getting to earlier. This, the Gzeira de Rabba was not about learning how to blow shofar. It was about, no, the Gzeira was, I'm afraid, I want to get the mitzvah. What does it say? What's Gzeira de Rabba? Shema Yavirenu Yelech Eitzel Baki. Now, the only question is, the language is used is Lilmod. But it's Lilmod Kidei what? To fulfill the mitzvah today. It's
today.
Here it's not. The kids are not doing the mitzvah. They're not chayv in the mitzvah. It's lilmod. It's lehis asik to the extent that I'm practicing to learn how to do it.
There won't be such excitement to go.
Exactly. Good. The aim bo ella iser shvus the tkiatma. Okay, you say aye, but there's the chachma, the shvus of blowing shofar. The kevenshi lemitzvah. Since I'm doing it for the purposes of learning how to do the mitzvah. Muteres shein shrichim leslamed kedei liskar lemacho lachanchom b'mitzvos. So that's the way. Right. So now that's the way the Ramban understood.
So it means because it's Shabbos and they're not going to be blowing in shul.
Good. So tomorrow, exactly, exactly. Now, interestingly, the Ran made a comment laafuke from another comment. The Ritva says the same thing. Listen carefully. He says. Pirush b'Shabbos shechol ba Rosh Hashanah. That's the whole discussion here. Let's assume like we're learning. It's even where we don't blow in a basement. We don't blow on matchups. You're allowed to practice with the kid even though there's no mitzvah to blow today. It's maybe for tomorrow. But it's only where Rosh Hashanah Shechol B'Shabbos, not on any random Shabbos.
Sounds like, forget the kid, the adult can practice on Shabbos for the following.
That sounds like it's, right.
Which is a little strange.
Right.
According to the Ramban, it sounds like it should be okay.
Because they have a mitzvah.
Right, right. They have a mitzvah, even more so.
God forbid, if you have a kavanah of yotzei the mitzvah, then you did something wrong. You're over at Eastern your opponent. But if you're just blowing to practice, that's fine. It's weird.
Right, right.
If you can't blow a shofar, if you can't be yotzei the mitzvah, we're going to let the guy practice? And say, right. Well, you have to have a kavanah not to be yotzei the mitzvah.
Right. But I would say that that according to the Rabban, in Achinami, the chiddush of the Mishnah and the Braisa is that you can be misasek with the katan, but you, on that Shabbos, afilu b'Shabbos, of course you can. That it goes without saying I can practice for myself. Strange, right? Yeah? But that's what he would say. So now listen. So he says, aval b'Shabbos de'olma hasmucha liyantif. He says, but a Shabbos in general that happens to be close to a yontif, kevan she'ein mitzvas hayom, hadavar pashut shemeakvin, demali smucha liyontif aruchoka, harayil medubo lemachar, right? To tell me that this is allowed, it's the Shabbos shechol b'Rosh Hashanah. But if Rosh Hashanah, we say lo adu rosh, but in the time where they came to mikadesh lechodesh al pi re'iyah, Rosh Hashanah could fall out on Sunday. So with that Shabbos, which is the day before I need to blow, he says, no, it's not allowed. It's only the Shabbos Shechol Bo Rosh Hashanah. A Shabbos that's not Rosh Hashanah where the potential of the mitzvah doesn't exist, and it's just for practice,
but
not allowed.
Backwards. The potential of mitzvah existing is what's giving you an opening to say you can practice.
For tomorrow.
Right. You're not allowed to be Yotze to think you're Yotze the mitzvah today. Right. The potential of mitzvah, if anything, is setting you up for a trap.
Right, I agree.
If you try to be yotzei, you're over an easier derabbanan.
Right, so that's interesting. So I wonder if that logic really was what facilitated the Rambam and the Ravid to hold. He says like this. He says v'hamifarish. These are the Ritva talking. V'hamifarish oso b'Shabbos hasmucha liyantiv tohu. And he quotes in the bottom. Kain pirush Rambam v'haravid. That actually was, some of the Rishonim claim that it is that way. Why should it be that way? Because that's the purpose we're trying. That is the purpose. It's not about because the mitzvahs today. It's about the fact that it's only Chochma. Lomad is no Gzera Derab. There's no
concern. There's a reason to prepare.
That's correct. Right? Right?
But then you should be able to prepare if Yom Tov is on Wednesday. You should be able to blow
on the Shabbos before.
Unless you say, no, you have a lot of days in between.
In between, you could have practiced.
No, but the thing with Shabbos on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is there's only one day to make the mitzvah. The stakes are higher, right? As opposed to when it's 2 days. So then
I have a little bit more. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here.
Okay.